Test 1, 2. Are we fixing it up, or is it just a... Definitely a musician's house, huh? Definitely a musician's house.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Where are you going? This is something that might interest you.
What is it?
That's from the Ed Sullivan Show. 1962, I think it is.
Where did you get it?
Well, I was on the show.
So they let you take the lineup?
That was my... everybody have to have a sheet.
Like a cue sheet?
Yeah, yeah. And that was mine.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, memory.
Who signed it?
Earl Garner did. I had him sign it.
And you played with him?
Yeah, I played with Earl Garner for 13 years. All the time.
That's a poster I have on my living room wall, too, the Blues Festival.
Oh, yeah?
That's a nice one, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, real nice. How old is she?
She's 35 now. Uh-huh. And that's me when I was 19 years old.
Ah, in the service.
Yeah. And that's my brother. We were in the service together.
Ah. And what's this in the corner? You, what if you
rigged it? I made a big projector.
Ah.
I don't have a TV on it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a TV I put on there. And then project the picture on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
5 foot. And this thing didn't cost for $30.
Huh, just a big lens.
Just a big lens, yeah.
That's clever.
That's my mother.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my father. And that's my stepfather.
Ah, nice. Nice, that's a beautiful frame.
That frame is much older than you are.
I'll bet. I'll bet, that's beautiful.
And that's Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's me at Washington National.
Mm, of course.
And that's my motorbike.
Huh?
That's my motorbike.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works, but it's not running now. Mm-hmm. I ain't had any place to put it after the fire. So I just brought it up here.
Oh, you had it in the basement? That's
yeah.
Where the fire was. Uh-huh. Ah. That's nice. Well, let me ask you a few questions.
Sure, sit down.
Okay, let's pull a bench up here and you can share a microphone.
I thought you were going to sit there.
Oh, I can, but we need to sit close so we can share a microphone. So this will be fine. I'll just do my thing, so this will be fine. How long have you lived here?
About 5.5 years.
And you've been a member of the union much longer, I'm sure.
I've been a member of the union since 1946.
Can we turn the fan off? I'm afraid it makes noise. It feels good, but I'm worried about the sound. Since 46, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did you hear about this building? Have you known about it a long time?
I knew about it when they bought the building. They bought the building in 1952. And at that time, I didn't have enough clout to get into the building then. You had to have some clout, you know, to get in the building.
By clout, you mean you had to play with some of the bigger names?
No, just had to be in with the big wigs at the union. And at that time, I didn't want to get into the building at that time.
Who were the first residents? Who were the people who came here first?
Well, there's one guy that's been here since they bought the building, John Young. He's been here for 32 years. And Rose Bell, he was here about 25 or 30 years. And Claxton, Roswell Claxton. He played piano with Pearl Bailey. He was here about 25 years. Oh, I can't remember all the guys that was here because at the time I was a pretty young musician myself.
Would you come over here to play with some of the guys who lived here?
Well, I played with them, not here, but I played with them on different gigs.
So what did this building offer to members of the union? Why
well,
would you
want to? It offered them low rent. That's about it. It offered them a chance to live and not have to pay high rent. I think one John was telling me when he moved in here, we was paying $59 a month. I know when I moved in here, I was paying $149, and now my rent's $235.
Is it a one-bedroom or two?
One-bedroom. Mm-hmm. They call this a two-and-a-half apartment, you know, bedroom, living room, kitchen, bath.
What do you think comparable apartments rent for, like next door down the street, you know?
Oh, $300 or more.
It must be nice, too, to live with other musicians.
Oh, it is. Just the fact that you can hear other musicians practicing, it's inspiring, you know. The guy who lived above me played piano. The guy who lived downstairs played saxophone. Guy lived next door, play saxophone, and across the court there's two singers. There's a singer down there, so there's all musicians in here, and they enjoy each other. Sometimes we get together and have little sets in our apartments, but I'm sort of a loner, so I sort of hang to myself.
I hear somebody.
Yeah, my dog.
Somebody playing out the window there,
yeah,
like a piano.
That's Crenshaw playing his vibes. He lives across the way. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is open your window and you hear something. Then you wait till this afternoon.
That's when everybody wakes up and gets ready to play.
Yeah, and they start practicing and they practice for hours.
Mm-hmm. So where do you all play? Local clubs?
I do. I play at local clubs. I'm working at a restaurant out in the suburbs now, out in Arlington Heights. I just opened up and I pull ass with me there for a while, just piano and bass. But I played all over the city, all over Chicago.
And now that the building is sold, do you think musicians will still live here?
Well, they would like to live here. They've sort of grown attached to the building, but I'm afraid that whoever bought the building is going to renovate it and probably run the rent sky high. But I'm moving out next month, this month. I'm getting a senior citizen apartment, which I've been trying to get all the time. See, I'm old enough now to get that reduced rent and all that mess without having to go through a lot of crap. So that's what I'm in the process of doing now.
Are others talking about moving too?
Well, it's up in the air. Everybody's up in the air. They don't know what they want to do. And it's pretty hard to tell what they want to do because they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, let me check my tape. But other than you, do others in the building have trouble with crime? Is it a
No, we don't. We look out for each other in this building. If I see some stranger come in the door, I want to find out what he wants in here, and vice versa. We all look out for each other in this building.
Because you all have a lot of nice equipment, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I don't have a lot now. I did have much more than I got now, but when I was in the mother, before I moved here, that's why I moved here. I got robbed. Mm-hmm. They stole about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of video equipment. That was just when video first started. Mm-hmm. I went and rushed and bought all the stuff I wanted, that I needed, camera, the whole works. And the guy that broke in, I knew him. But the police said if I didn't have any proof that he did, it wasn't nothing they could do.
Yeah.
So I'm a video bug guy. That's my hobby. When they first come out with the video camera recorders, or even before then, I bought one.
Is the neighborhood generally a safe one, or do they have trouble?
The neighborhood is fairly safe because the University of Chicago patrol this beside the city police. Mm-hmm. The University of Chicago patrol the neighborhood because all this property around here belongs to the University of Chicago. I believe that the University of Chicago had something to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't prove it, but usually when anything is up for sale in this area, the university buys it up. They own all these buildings around here.
How would you describe the neighborhood? Is it mostly families or older?
It's a family neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood, I know that. It's quiet, and it's a fairly decently kept up neighborhood. Mm-hmm. In fact, all of Hyde Park is. You can travel through Hyde Park all over, and you won't see a lot of boarded up houses or uncut lawns. Mm-hmm. I like it in Hyde Park.
Is your new apartment nearby?
41st and King Drive in the Senior Citizens Building.
Mm-hmm. Not too far. Okay.
In 1979.
Oh, you do?
I think it was. I'm not sure. But I think it was sold long before they said it was sold.
Huh.
Because I think they added a little hanky-panky to it.
Hmm. Well, why do you think that? Did they have somebody through looking at it then?
Well, no. They've had people come in and look at it all the time. But there's some things that happened that made me believe that it was sold way before now. And I could, like I said, I couldn't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make accusations all I want to. They can't stop me from doing that.
Mm-hmm. The union says they're losing a lot of money.
They ain't losing no money on this place. Even the rents in the place will take care of the utilities or whatever it is that they might have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think this building brings in about $8,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the utility bills isn't that high.
I guess they're losing money overall, and they thought they could use the cash from selling the building.
I know that's what they did, but I think it's stipulated on the
contract when they sell.
Yeah, no, when you buy, what is it that you get the
mortgage.
Not the mortgage, but on the other thing, when you own the property.
Deed?
The deed, yeah.
Okay.
On the deed that the building couldn't be sold.
Oh.
So they circumvented that some kind of way and went around it.
Mm-hmm.
And went on and sold the building anyway. So, ain't too much, like I say, when you don't have any money, it's not too much you can do. You got to have money. Money talks.
What has this building meant to the musicians community?
It meant a home for them. It meant a place where they can call home. Or it meant a place where they can be together. I don't have to go, if I want to see my friend, I don't have to go across town to see him. I can go and knock on his apartment door. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot.
This is a kind of business, the creative field, too, where you need to be working together.
Yeah, well, it's so much, not so much that we have to work together, it's the fact that we're around each other. The closeness of each musician, it's just like if you were a dog lover and everybody around you had dogs, same kind of thing. You'd have something in common, and we have our music in common. The guy upstairs has a workshop every Saturday And he have a whole band up there practically. And they go from maybe 4 to maybe 7. And they don't disturb me because I like to sit down here and listen to them and see how many mistakes they be making.
Probably in a lot of buildings, you couldn't practice all the time.
No, you couldn't practice. They tried to stop it here at one time, but you can't keep a musician from practicing, you know. So, like I said, it doesn't bother me because I can go in my bedroom and close the door and I can't hear nothing.
Do you think in your new building you'll be able to play as freely in your living room?
Sure, if I play, but I don't do that much playing around the house no more. Years ago I did, when I was a younger man. Now I'm very lazy. I like to sit around, I like to enjoy my animals, and not be bothered with a whole lot of people.
You probably don't need to practice very much either, do you?
Well, I've been playing for 40 years, and if I don't know how to play in that time, I may as well forget it. That's the way I look at it.
So through the years, you've played with a lot of the big names that were in Chicago?
Yeah, I played with Ahmad Jamal, I played with Roy Aldridge, Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, Earl Garner, Johnny Griffin, Ron Freeman. That's some. I just can't think of all of them because I've been around a long time.
You play bass and piano?
No. I just like when I was a kid, we always had a piano in the house. So when I got a chance to buy this one, I just bought it.
And you can't play it?
No, I don't play. I play a few chords, you know, here and there, but nothing special. But I have it so my friends, when they come in, then they can play. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents play?
My father played guitar. He was one of them down south guitar players. And I guess that's where I got the music, because nobody else in the family had it.
Do your children play anything?
Well, my son could play. He's got a very good ear. He fools around with the piano and a little bit with the drums. But I think over the years, my traveling turned him off to music. Mm. You know, I was gone for 25 years on the road traveling, all doing their high school and grammar school. When I looked up, they were about ready to graduate, so I came home. But I have two wonderful kids. I mean, I'm so proud of them. I'm really proud of them because they once they took off on their wings, they never turned back. Mm-hmm. And they've been going ever since then. My daughter, she lives in Washington, D.C. And she just bought a home out there last month. And she married a guy that they both have very good jobs.
What does she do?
She's a office manager for a Naval Credit Union. Mm-hmm. And her husband designs computers. Mm-hmm. He designs computers and things. He did work for the Navy, but now he works for one of them, like Sprint or somebody else. Mm-hmm. They paid him more money, so he quit.
And your son, what does your son do?
He works for the telephone company here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's one of their special people, mm-hmm. one of them all-around guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to show me the rest of the apartment? Well, get an idea what it is?
You turn your tape off now.
Yeah, turn on the tape so we can get your description of what is here.
Well.
But we won't worry about it.
I got that's my dog man down there. He's a blue dog. Beautiful dog. Yeah. And just as mild as he want to be.
They have kind of a kitchen dining room area in there.
Yeah, that's the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I've been cleaning up. I got my room all torn up because, well, I'm fixing it. I got to get this place together so these people can come out and inspect it.
Yeah.
So this is my bedroom. I had this air conditioner fixed yesterday. Oh boy, it was hot and it was giving out nothing but hot air.
Oh.
But it gives out nice cool air now. So, this is my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And this is my doll again.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh. She had that staged.
I see.
She's a very photogenic person. There she is again.
Oh, that's pretty.
And that's my son.
That's nice.
And you can see I'm in the process. I just washed these. I ain't hung them back up yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is all the apartment there is.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't hear the vibes out the window anymore.
No.
Did he stop?
Kind of early. They usually start at 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can get... Hey, man. No, this is Calhoun. How you doing? Hey, there's a young lady over here from public radio. She wants to interview you. She heard you playing your vibe. Was that you playing? Yeah. Wasn't that you practicing a few minutes ago? Uh-huh. Yeah, she heard you out the window. So she said, see if the vibe player can. So she wanted to interview you. What's your apartment number over there? Okay. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Would you ask him if he wants to sit on a plane now so we can hear him out the window again? Just...
Hey.
Man, it doesn't seem as loud as it was before.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what this one said. This is a whole front page.
What's your apartment number?